Okay, go ahead.
Calling the park and rec to order. We unfortunately don't have a quorum today, so we can't even approve minutes. I don't know. We could still hold public forum if there's anyone that has anything that they want to discuss.
No one submitted anything to me ahead of time.
Okay. There hasn't been all that much to do during this time period, although our fields have gotten some nice resting, which we have always tried to do before. It looks like, just as an aside, the governor is going to open up 16 plus for vaccines really early, like first week of April. So I think we normally skip our July meeting. So I think April, May, and June, we might want to start thinking about, you know, what else we can do from a grant funding and outdoor activities perspective, not just the things that we do, but, you know, with the exercise equipment, et cetera, because things are going to start to open up.
And that was on the agenda for tonight, so I'll push it to our next meeting, which was kind of the next steps in that, because I've read through the master plan and got some ideas together that we
awesome.
Could get for some of that. So hopefully I'll send out for April, when we do send the agenda out, I'll also send the link to the master plan as well, so everyone can reread through that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And take a look at it as well, so they can kind of see what other options there may be.
Maggie, Brian, since there's nobody else here and no real agenda that we can do, did you have any comments or things you want to make sure get taken care of in the next couple of months?
No, I just had sent y'all an email just about an idea about the plays, of getting a grant to have those, if they're online plays for kind of targeted to kids, is talking about, you know, different types of microwave radiation, you know, holding your cell phone up to your head and different ways how you can kind of protect yourself from that stuff. I don't know if you were interested or if that's a thing that Parks and Rec could sponsor. So.
I don't think I got the email.
Okay.
I did.
You did? Am I on it? And did it just not come to me?
I didn't see it the first time. Maggie had to resend it to me. I don't know if because it had the forward. Maybe there was something wrong with it. If it got stuck in like a spam thing. But.
So, you know, I thought that, I don't know from a Parks and Rec sponsoring perspective, but we, you know, we definitely have a forum for, you know, within like the town library and where the Parks and Rec's room is, you know, to put on stuff, you know, or, you know, have, you know, many groups come in, we, you know, use the space. So I don't know, but Taryn, you would have to speak more to what we can do.
I think you can actually write a grant that goes to the person's house. I don't even think you need to meet in a group. Like the play would, it's a Massachusetts theater company. But Cece has done a lot of work in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, getting them to pass different legislation, you know, with all the 5G antenna that are going around to kind of help protect people a little bit better. So I think this group had come to her to ask for, you know, maybe some help in sponsoring it.
In terms of like a department wise, it's something that I would kind of stay back from, just for the fact that I don't want it to look like a town department is specifically sponsoring one way of thinking or another.
Well, you know, it's not really a way of thinking. It's kind of like, this is what it is. It's kind of like, you know, tobacco smoke. This is the health implications for it. Sure. And this is how we can better protect ourselves against it.
Yeah. I mean, I just think as like a town department, because, you know, it has been a big conversation back and forth. Again, if it's something that the commission wanted to look at, I think we could have that conversation departmentally. It would be something that I would say, you know, not at this time, or I would need more information on than what was in what had been sent over. You know, and I think
I'll be happy to look at it if someone wants to send it to me.
Okay, I'll forward it back. I'll forward it to you.
So I did do a little bit of research, you know, because I didn't know a whole lot about the topic. I did know that it makes headlines as a controversial, you know, scientific topic where there's differing opinions on what constitute safe levels of radiation, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, of course I found that, you know, the major government organizations, you know, have deemed all the levels safe. That's why it's allowed to be installed. Now there's plenty of scientists out there who disagree that that's the logical conclusion from the data. So there's other studies going on. So it's like a controversial scientific topic that really hasn't reached.
I'm actually like really heavily involved in all this. And I'm friendly with a lot of different experts from around the country. There are literally thousands of papers on, I mean, back from 1920 on how harmful this stuff is. And if you look at our FCC guidelines, there's like 1,000 times higher than many other countries. So like our government is not protecting us. And it's kind of like the same, like what they always say is, oh, well, the FCC guidelines, well, those are actually guidelines. They're not safety standards. They were never really tested on humans. And how they do test it is basically with a styrofoam head with like just liquid inside to see how it's causing thermal effects. It's not looking at any type of non-thermal effects. And like, I can go on like with a whole presentation.
Yeah, I think the point is though that right now the reason it's controversial is because people like the American Cancer Society say it's fine. And so, right, so you're like some experts are wrong, just like the expert that said that vaccines cause autism, right? He recanted and said he actually doctored his information. So doesn't mean it's something we can't do. We just have to look at it because it's definitely what you said, Brian, it's an emotionally heated topic. And so you've got people on both sides. And so we just have to be very careful as a government organization, which is what Park and Rec is a commission is. It's a town and government organization. We have to be very careful. It's a little bit different rather than just like Maggie bringing it to the town and having it go around. I've learned over the years that there are some rules and regulations that go with being a part of the commission. But send it to me. I'll take a look. I'll see what it is. And we can chat about it. I know that there are a lot of studies, radiation when you get on a plane, when you get a CAT scan. There's a group of girls, teenagers, who did a study with alfalfa sprouts next to a cell phone. Lots and lots of stuff that's out there.
One of the problems is that you have our media is really owned by a lot of the telecoms. So it's like, they don't get the information out, and all like funding sources with the American Cancer Society, they do have one segment on their website that says, yes, it is harmful. But then in another segment, they say, no, it's not. And if you kind of look where are they getting their money from, you know, it's AT&T and Singular. And so you've got huge problems with conflict of interest right there. And so they're not like being forthcoming with a lot of the information.
Yeah, I think we do have to be careful. We are, for better or for worse, part of politics because we're part of government. And so, you know, protecting individuals, yes, but we have to be careful how we do it as well. So, lots and lots of experts also get funding from other places. And so, you know, we just have to be careful. But send it to me so that I can look at it, and then we can continue to discuss it. Especially since we can't meet today, I'll take some time to look at it tonight before my next meeting. What else, Brian, anything?
No, I just, you know, with the, you brought up the exercise equipment. So, you know, I don't know if it's something we want to wait. I know like if we want to be able to use it anytime soon, we got to get moving on things like that. So I don't know if you have ideas, maybe email the group, Taryn, instead of waiting until the next meeting to.
Sure. Yeah, that I hadn't pulled up. I mean, I can put together some ideas for that pretty simply and get those out. We would have to reapproach the Board of Selectmen and have them re-okay that we're using the funds. So even though they already said we could, we just have to have them okay because it was, I think, you know, at least a year ago that they had approved it. So it shouldn't be a problem. It's just we just have to go back and remind them that they told us that it was okay. I will try to find if there was a dollar amount kind of put towards that or not that had been passed through.
There was, I just don't, I think it might've been 1500 or I don't really remember now though.
I'll try to find it somewhere and figure out what that was. Do you know about when it was approved?
We're talking about the exercise equipment, like outdoor. It was like $15,000 that got approved.
Oh, was it? See, I knew 15 something.
And it was approved maybe 2 years ago now. It was when Courtney was still here. She was, you know, she had gotten approval for that to be money to be set aside, and Bob Skinner was involved and told her that was cool. So it was earmarked, and I understood we had a lot more flexibility than what you're implying over how we spent that. But
I think we just have to go back to them for them to say, like, oh yeah, we told you this.
Yeah,
you're good to go, just so that finance can approve anything. But I'll just sign what that dollar amount was. All the companies are sending out all their books now, so I've got a stack. So I'll look and try to decide kind of what would be, you know, to see what the notes were, and then again how much that dollar amount was and what we could get out.
Yeah, it would be you're right, Brian, because, you know, they're gonna say, oh, a certain percentage of adults have been vaccinated now, and so being outdoors, touching things, especially since UV light limits transmission of COVID, it's going to be okay. And it would be nice to be ready for that, especially with the amount of weight gain the average individual has had from sitting inside. You know, I think just like Maggie's trying to get to health, right? So there's huge, huge help there for health too. So
great. I'll look into that dollar amount tomorrow and try to find what has been approved.
My point was just that don't wait for a meeting, you know, mm-hmm. we can move forward on, you know, we don't need to wait for the next meeting for anything like that.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the, you know, what I had come up with really was just ideas that were things that everyone would kind of have to vote on or look into, you know, what the decision would be on what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
But with this stuff, because it had already been done, I can certainly look into that. That's not a problem.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Just an idea with the pool. I wonder if you reach out to local gyms who run classes, do you think they might, I don't know, like have a class, like pay some type of fee maybe to have a class at the pool? And like, you know, like CrossFit, I would think that they would have some interest in maybe, you know, they can do a WOD where they run to the pool and then they do some type of swim workout. And, you know, I don't know, just to kind of keep it open.
Yeah, hopefully, with our state group pushing them to change the wording in it.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, I don't know if you saw, they came out today and said that outdoor pools, they're discouraging public swim.
Yeah.
So hopefully that, I know they're trying to get them to change that wording because that's more strict than last summer.
Yeah, I think the reason is because they think that everything's going to open up and everyone's going to jump outside like to be with people, which I'm sure is going to happen. I mean, I saw someone I haven't seen in forever at work masked, and I like was jumping up and down. I felt like I hadn't seen them in forever. So I understand the concern. You know, I guess, yeah, the governor has said that he hopes by July 4th, we can do large gatherings and not have to worry. But currently the recommendation from everybody is still with masks in that setting. And that makes it a little bit difficult to swim.
That's where I think there's a lot of confusion maybe with pools, because last year, you know, we had the masks, they had to wear them inside the facility. You know, we had the quads mm-hmm. drawn all over the grass, like everyone who opened.
It was different. If you remember last year, we dipped so quickly. We like had our surge and then we were less than 1% for a while. I actually took my high school senior to California for a hiking trip. Not very many people were flying and I was definitely nervous flying, but we were going to the middle of nowhere to hike and we came back and the numbers were lower than they were they're still not that low again.
Yeah.
The other consideration, unfortunately, is when you compare us to the rest of the New England, our rates are still a lot higher than the rest of New England, even though we're doing really well as a state compared to the rest of the country and just in general as a region. And I think that's his concern. I would hope he opens it up a lot more quickly. So, right, like the CDC has said, if you've got fully vaccinated adults, they can get together without you know, worrying, or not without worrying, but, you know, low likelihood of worrying. And I think if we can just hit some critical numbers for vaccinating, that that might change quickly.
Yeah. But, so we'll see what, you know, if anything changes with, you know, the planning.
Yeah.
I mean, if not, we'll have to start looking at some creative ways to make money off the pool if we can't have to swim and, you know, go crazy on swim lessons, go crazy on lap swim. And I don't know. So
yeah, I think
it just came out this afternoon. So we have to, Kelly and I will have to sit and kind of look at it and figure out what can we plan with this, and then what can our second plan be, and our third plan, just like last summer.
Yeah. I do like Maggie, like even if you couldn't do like a group class in the water, right? If gyms are still limited a little bit, and if they wanted to hold classes outside, like it would be a chance for them to grow their business too, right? Have lower fees, more people show up, yoga classes outside, Pilates classes, maybe right at Mills Pond or something, because the facility is there with the bathroom. So maybe, you know, when you and Kelly sit down, those are maybe second and third ideas if the first opening the pool isn't possible.
Yeah. And that's what we'll have to look at then is, you know, I mean, the bathroom thing is always a concern. It's all different, right? Because if we open the pool, then we have staff, and then you only want to have people that are at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of keep some of that contact tracing availability. I know we'll have some of our fitness groups will be going back outside as soon as they can. You know, some of the instructors that we have been working with will start doing in-person outdoors again once we can do that. So that'll be good, but we'll see. We'll have to try to find other revenue streams to make it work if we can't do even what we were able to do last year. So we'll see how it goes, but we'll have to, she and I will have to sit and really read more and see if there's anything that we can get out of it.
I agree with Brian though, too. If you and Kelly have some ideas and you want to run it by people, like we often do very little in between meetings, and I know it's volunteer, but everybody's sort of a captive audience right now. Everybody wants things to improve. So you can always send us an email, and whoever's available can comment on ideas and what they think.
Pre-meeting planning, right?
So right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you. Well, they came out with the camp guidelines too, and that doesn't seem like it's anything that different from what we did last year. Mm-hmm. They increased the number so we can have up to 20 kids in a group or in a space, which is helpful. So camps will kind of be status quo to what we did last year. It'll just be the pool that we have to figure out a little bit more. So.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
It seems like we have a lot of time, but we don't. So
I know. All right. Well, since we don't have a quorum, if anybody thinks of anything else or needs anything in the meantime, you know, send a message to the group. And let us know if anybody gets approved for the commission, just so we know who's going to be with us.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone has anybody who's interested in doing a pretty short term, it would really only be from whenever they got approved until the end of June, you know, and they could then reapply or look into doing an additional term, but that position is open and posted now as well.
Awesome.
For the rest of Elaine's term. So yeah. All right.
I have another thing to ask, but can you turn the recording off? Cause it's kind of like,
so should we do an official ending to the meeting then?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have an official ending to the meeting.
We don't, but we'll do an informal official ending.
All right. So we'll say, oh, hang on. We'll say we're ending at 7:27.